to use and store it. Unlike most other oils, coconut oil has a high melting point, about 24 to 25 degrees Celsius or 76 to 78 Fahrenheit. Therefore, it is solid at room temperature and melts only when the temperature rises considerably. It is often in this form, and obviously, don't keep it in your refrigerator. If you are using coconut oil for topical purposes, especially hair care, just melt the oil, if it is solid, by keeping the bottle in the sun or soaking it in warm water. You can also take some oil out and put it in a small bowl and heat the bowl over a flame. Don't use a microwave. Then, take the oil on your palm and apply it to your hair. If you want to use it for internal consumption, simply replace butter or vegetable oils with coconut oil in your recipes. Remember, you don't need to completely switch to coconut oil, because then you will lose the other benefits of more traditional oils and dairy products. Pure and refined coconut oils are easily available in most grocery stores, especially in tropical countries. For other varieties, you may need to search in larger department stores or drug stores. In countries which do not produce coconut oil, like the United States, Canada, and most of Europe, you will need to visit big grocers or grocery stores in localities which have higher populations of people from India, Thailand, Sri Lanka, Philippines, and coastal Africa. Obviously, you can order it online as well and have it delivered wherever you live. Cooking at high heat, sautéing and frying. Coconut oil is great for cooking at a high heat because of its high smoke point. Many other oils like olive oil can oxidize when heated, but because coconut oil is made up of healthy saturated fats, it remains stable under high temperatures. Buttering your toast for breakfast in the morning, try spreading coconut oil on your sprouted grain bread, instead of conventional butter. The slight coconut flavor, more pronounced in the unrefined coconut oils, lends a lovely aroma and taste to your toast. Natural energy booster. The medium chain triglycerides in coconut oil, when partnered with chia seeds, will give you an energy boost when you need a mid-afternoon pickup or after a strenuous workout. Chia seeds are known to boost performance and endurance, while the coconut oil aids in digestion and metabolizing of the chia seeds. Mix 1 tablespoon coconut oil with half tablespoon of chia seeds and enjoy from the spoon or spread on sprouted grain bread. Creamer for your coffee. Adding a spoonful of coconut oil to your coffee can give you an extra boost of energy and replace dairy creamer. If you put your hot coffee in a blender with the coconut oil and your favorite natural sweetener and blend, you will be amazed at the rich creamy flavor without adding any dairy. In the Far East, many athletes blend their morning coffee with coconut oil and grass-fed ghee to increase performance and energy. Chocolate coconut fondue. Enjoy dipping fresh fruit into dark chocolate. Well, by using coconut oil, dark chocolate has never been healthier or easier. Slowly melt 1 tablespoon of coconut oil and 2 cups of chopped dark chocolate, preferably 70% cacao, together over low heat in a double boiler, stirring occasionally. If mixture is too tight, add a touch more coconut oil and stir until warm and melted. Transfer to a fondue pot and dip with even more health-promoting foods like fresh strawberries, bananas, and sliced apples. Boost nutrients in smoothies. Add 1 to 2 tablespoons of coconut oil to any fruit smoothie for a boost of cholesterol-fighting compounds. Side benefit? It improves the texture and mouthfeel of smoothies, while adding healthy fats to your diet. Healthy popcorn topping. Remember when you were a kid and visited your favorite theater for a matinee? Remember the glorious smell that permeated the air? Chances are that it was popped in coconut oil. Pop organic corn kernels in coconut oil and then drizzle with just a touch more melted coconut oil and some sea salt. Replacement for non-stick cooking spray in a non-stick skillet, sometimes. Eggs still stick. With coconut oil, that is no longer a problem. Add just a teaspoon or two of coconut oil to the pan, and melt. Add the eggs and cook as desired. Cleanup will be a breeze. Create healthy homemade mayonnaise. Use as oil in homemade mayonnaise recipe. Mixed with egg yolks. In a blender, combine 4 egg yolks, 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar, and 1/2 teaspoon dried mustard. Blend until combined. With blender still running, slowly add 1 cup coconut oil, melted, and 1/2 cup olive oil to create an emulsion. If you add the oils too fast, the mayo will break. If this happens, all is not lost. Add 1/2 tablespoon of tahini, and blend until smooth. Topping for baked potatoes. Put coconut oil on baked sweet potatoes in place of conventional butter and then sprinkle on cinnamon. Also, use it for baked sweet potato French fries with some rosemary and sea salt. Replace unhealthy fats when baking with coconut oil. Use the same amount as butter or vegetable oil that is called for in the recipe. For biscuits, pie crusts, and other preparations where the fat is to be cold, freeze the coconut oil prior to using. Use coconut oil to grease baking sheets and cake pans, and your baked goods will simply slide right out. Make homemade healthy granola. Homemade crunchy granola made using heart healthy nuts is a great treat for breakfast, or as a star in a fresh fruit parfait in the evenings. Combine 3 cups of old-fashioned oats, 1 cup chopped almonds, 2 teaspoons cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/3 cup honey or maple syrup, and 1/3 cup coconut palm sugar together in a large bowl. Melt 1/3 cup coconut oil and drizzle over, and then mix to combine. Bake on a cookie sheet at 350 degrees for 5 to 7 minutes, and then rotate in the oven, and continue baking for another 5 to 7 minutes. Turn off oven, and allow to sit for 30 minutes. Remove from oven, and break into clusters. Sports drink replacement. Coconut oil gives the body quick energy in the form of its quick-acting MCFA fats. Instead of relying on sugary processed drinks, try adding coconut oil and chia seeds to water with fresh fruit. National throat lozenge. Use coconut oil in place of store-bought lozenges that are usually made using artificial flavors and colors. Try swallowing 1/2 teaspoon of coconut oil up to 3 times daily to ease the pain of a sore throat or cough, and combine licorice root tea with coconut oil for a natural throat soother. Try adding licorice root, fennel root, honey, and lemon too for an extra immunity boost against viruses and colds. Natural skin moisturizer. Using coconut oil for skin health works well as a moisturizer for your face. It absorbs quickly, and is non-greasy. At room temperature, coconut is a solid, but it quickly melts when it comes into contact with hands. Before bed, wash your face, and pat dry. Warm a dollop the size of a pea in your hands and rub in a circular motion into your face. Let sit for 5 minutes, and then wipe off what is still on the surface. Wrinkle reducer for areas of concern around eyes. Dab just a touch around the eyes to help fight premature aging. Leave the oil on overnight to soak in, and wake up looking refreshed. Combine with frankincense oil for additional anti-aging benefits. Natural makeup remover. Just a small dab of coconut oil will quickly liquefy eye makeup, making it easy to wipe off. Rub coconut oil gently onto the upper lids and lower lids in a circular motion. Wipe off with a warm cloth. The benefit over commercial eye makeup removers is that coconut oil will not sting or irritate eyes, and as a bonus, will help to hydrate around the eyes. Lock in moisture after showers. After your shower, apply coconut oil liberally all over your body. Coconut oil will hydrate dry skin, and helps to Soothe skin after shaving. As a bonus, coconut oil has a national SPF and is great to protect your skin from sun damage. If you are applying to the bottom of your feet, do so outside of the tub, so as not to slip. Healing bath with Epsom salt. Regardless of the season, our skin takes a beating. Add 1/4 cup Epsom salts and 1/4 cup coconut oil to a warm bath, and relax. Add a drop or two of your favorite essential oils to add aromatherapy. Benefits. The Epsom salts will help to draw out toxins, while the coconut oil will help to soothe dry skin. Homemade toothpaste. Mix equal parts of coconut oil with baking soda, then add a few drops of peppermint essential oil for homemade toothpaste. Try my recipe for homemade probiotic toothpaste with coconut oil, bentonite clay, probiotics, and peppermint essential oil. Lip balm. Dry chapped lips can happen during any season. Commercial lip balms are packed with unhealthy and potentially toxic ingredients, which is particularly concerning since we put them on our lips. The healing properties of coconut oil helps to nourish the lips, provides a touch of sun protection, and most importantly, is safe to consume. Combine 2 tablespoons of coconut oil with 2 tablespoons of beeswax and 1 tablespoon of shea butter in a non-stick saucepan. Warm slowly until melted. Use a small funnel to refill used lip balm containers. Allow to set up for 6 hours. Naturally tinted lip gloss or lipstick. You can naturally tint the lip balm. Recipe above with beetroot powder, cocoa powder, turmeric, and cinnamon. You only need a small amount of spices, and a little bit goes a long way. Natural mouthwash. Mix equal parts of coconut oil and baking soda, and then add a few drops of peppermint essential oils. Use daily to help whiten teeth, improve gum health, and freshen your breath. According to researchers at the Athlone Institute of Technology, the antibiotic properties of coconut oil destroy the bacteria that causes tooth decay. Coconut oil pulling to improve the health of your teeth and gums. Oil pulling with coconut oil is the way to go. In Ayurvedic medicine practice, oil pulling is used to detoxify the mouth, killing bad breath, fighting bacteria, cures tooth decay, and helps to boost the immune system. Swish 1 tablespoon of coconut oil immediately after rising in the morning. Spend 10-20 minutes swishing. Do not swallow the oil. Spit the oil into the trash can, not into the sink, and rinse with sea salt water. Natural deodorant. Coconut oil's natural antibacterial properties help to keep body odor at bay. It is an excellent deodorant on its own, or when combined into a paste with baking soda and essential oils. As a gentle face wash, coconut oil can be used in natural face wash recipe to cleanse and moisturize. Mix with lavender oil, tea tree oil, and raw honey for best results. Wound salve. Coconut oil has been used for thousands of years to speed healing of rashes, burns, and open wounds. You can use it just like you would Neosporin. To make a homemade Neosporin, mix coconut oil, frankincense, lavender, and melaleuca oil. The antibacterial and antifungal properties of coconut oil help to keep the area free of infection, and the lauric acid in coconut oil helps to speed healing. Cellulite solution. To fight stubborn and unsightly cellulite, mix 1 tablespoon of coconut oil with 10 drops of grapefruit essential oil and massage in a firm circular motion into affected areas. Follow with dry brushing to help stimulate circulation and encourage cellular detox. And my cellulite slim down juice recipe for best results. Soothing shaving cream. If razor burn, ingrown hairs, or other skin irritation is a problem after shaving, start using pure coconut oil as your shaving cream. Warm a dab in the palm of your hands and rub on your face, underarms, on the legs, or the bikini area, and then shave. Rinse well, and pat dry. Sunscreen Sunburn Remedy. Coconut oil is an all-natural sunscreen and sunburn remedy, all in one. In fact, it is SPF 4, just enough to protect against sun damage, and the best of the non-volatile herbal oils. Reapply as necessary throughout the day. If you get too much sun, gently rub coconut oil into affected areas and it will promote healing and soothe the pain. Massage oil. Coconut oil is a soothing and conditioning massage oil. Add a couple of drops of lavender oil and peppermint oil to help heal sore muscles and stimulate mindful relaxation. Insect repellent. Mix a tablespoon of coconut oil with a couple of drops of peppermint, rosemary, and tea tree oil to repel flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and bees. This is a safe alternative to DEET and can be applied safely on all areas of the body. Antifungal cream. Due to its antibiotic capabilities, coconut oil can be used topically to treat athlete's foot and skin fungus. Apply some to the affected area and either leave it on or wipe off with a paper towel after it has time to set in. Cold sore treatment. If you experience cold sores in or around your mouth, trying dabbing them with coconut oil several times per day to reduce healing time and pain. Coconut oil contains lauric acid, which if effective at entering the virus that lives within cold sores and shutting off their ability to reproduce. This means you experience relief faster and are less likely to have scars or discoloration left in the area of the sore too. Nail cuticle oil. Apply coconut oil to your finger beds to reduce the risk of developing fungal infections and to make it easier to push back cuticles so your nails can naturally grow more quickly. If you go to manicure salons to get your nails done, you may be at risk for coming into contact with serious viruses and bacteria that often live on salon equipment, so coconut oil offers another layer or defense. Soothing foot rub for cracked heels. Find relief for your dry, cracked heels naturally by rubbing them with coconut oil and allowing the oil to penetrate your skin. Try using 2 tablespoons of oil for both heels, and feel free to add other essential oils like lavender oil, which can help to further reduce dryness and bacteria, plus give your feet a nice, relaxing scent. Ingrown hair treatment and provender. Rub areas where you frequently shave or are prone to bumps and infection with coconut oil. The oil helps to soften skin so hair can easily grow through the follicle properly without becoming ingrown, plus it kills bacteria at the same time. Sulfate-free shampoo. Coconut can cleanse hair if used with apple cider vinegar, and because it doesn't have any harsh chemicals in it, this method leaves your color intact for longer, prevents dullness and orange or yellow discoloration, and makes your hair soft and shiny. National Hair Conditioner. Using coconut oil for hair conditioning has been used for thousands of years to strengthen and style hair as a moisturizer. Coconut oil can help strengthen hair while helping hair to retain moisture. Depending on the length and texture of your hair, you may need anywhere from 1 teaspoon to 2 tablespoons of coconut oil as a conditioner. Warm in the palms of your hands, and starting at the ends, work the oil into the hair. Prevent and treat dandruff. This can help to encourage new hair growth, and will discourage dandruff. Rinse well, and then rinse again, and then style as usual. Your hair should be healthy, shiny, and full of body. If the coconut oil weighs your hair down, use less the next time, and rinse well. Hair detangler for children. Use a small amount of coconut oil on your children's hair when it is extra knotty and needs a natural, smooth solution for getting it brushed easily. Rub oil between your palms and then onto wet hair before combining through. Homemade exfoliator. Combine oil with organic coconut sugar or ground coffee beans to create a homemade facial or body scrub that will help remove dry skin. Do this twice weekly for smooth skin that is less likely to develop ingrown hairs, acne, blackheads, or other unwanted dullness. Makeup brush cleaner. Makeup brushes are notorious for carrying loads of built-up harmful bacteria. Rub coconut oil on your makeup brushes and leave them for 1-2 hours in order to disinfect them. Then wash thoroughly, although there is no need to worry about any oil remaining on your brush since it won't harm your makeup for skin. Hair brush cleaner. Use coconut oil in the same way as on your makeup brushes to remove unwanted hair and bacteria from your hair brushes. The oil even works well on delicate boar bristle brushes and helps the hair to easily slide on. Any oil that remains on your brush will only condition the brush bristles and your hair more afterwards. Stretch mark reducer. Try rubbing coconut oil all over the stomach during and after pregnancy to reduce unsightly stretch marks that occur when skin's elasticity is compromised. The oil helps to fade dark marks, discoloration, and redness, plus it hydrates the skin and allows it heal more quickly. Due to its high levels of saturated fat, the World Health Organization, United States Food and Drug Administration, International College of Nutrition, the United States Department of Health and Human Services, American Dietetic Association, American Heart Association, British National Health Service, British Nutrition Foundation and Dietitians of Canada advise against regular consumption of coconut oil. A private story reported said, "I thought it was stress," Smith says. So after struggling for a couple of years with this problem, she decided to take the summer off, hoping the break would help clear the fog. Yet, when she returned to work, her mental clarity wasn't any better, if anything it was worse. In 2 short years she went from being one of the bankers top producers to the bottom of the pack. She consulted with a neurologist and was diagnosed with the beginning stages of Alzheimer's disease. "I was stunned," says Smith. She was only 51. She had no family history of the disease or any reason to think she would ever have to deal with this type of illness. She was physically active, jogged regularly, and otherwise appeared to be in good health. Smith was forced to retire before the end of the year and now collects disability. Alzheimer's is second only to cancer as America's greatest health fear. This fear is well deserved. Alzheimer's is a frightening disease characterized by failing memory, erratic behaviors, and loss of bodily functions. It slowly takes away a person's identity and their ability to think, eat, talk, and walk. Most cases of Alzheimer's surface after the age of 60. But in a small number of people, like Smith, it occurs in their 40s or 50s. This is called early onset Alzheimer's. The idea of getting Alzheimer's is frightening enough, but getting hit with it in the prime of life is totally devastating. Of the 5.3 million people in the U.S. who have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, over 500,000 have early onset Alzheimer's. Another 590,000 people age 55 to 64 have mild cognitive impairment, which is a precursor to Alzheimer's. No matter when it's diagnosed, Alzheimer's destroys the brain and leads to the same symptoms: memory loss, poor judgment, confusion, disorientation, agitation, and ultimately the loss of the ability to speak or take care of oneself. There is no cure. Doctors don't have a clue how to stop or even prevent this destructive disease. They aren't even sure what causes it. Fortunately, however, there is a way to both prevent and reverse Alzheimer's. It doesn't require drugs, surgeries, radiation, or high-tech medical devices. The solution involves coconut ketones, a high-energy brain food. The fundamental problem associated with Alzheimer's disease is the inability of the brain to effectively utilize glucose, or blood sugar, to produce energy. This defect in energy conversion starves the brain cells and weakens their ability to withstand stress. The brain rapidly ages and degenerates into dementia. The solution to the problem is to restore the brain's ability to produce the energy it needs to resist stresses that harm the brain, enable it to repair damage, and stimulate growth of new cells. Glucose is the primary source of energy used by all the cells in the body. We get glucose from the carbohydrate in our foods. When food is not eaten for a time, such as between meals, during sleep, or when fasting, blood glucose levels fall. To maintain the energy needed by the cells, fatty acids, fat molecules, are released from our fat cells. Like glucose, fatty acids can be burned to produce energy. This process works well for the body, but not the brain. The brain cannot use these fatty acids to satisfy its energy needs. When blood glucose levels fall, the brain needs another source of energy to function and to survive. This alternative fuel source comes in the form of ketone bodies or ketones. Ketones are a special type of high-energy fuel produced in the liver specifically to nourish the brain. Ketones are produced from fat stored in the liver. Under normal conditions, only a small amount of ketones circulate in our blood, but as blood glucose levels go down, ketone production steps up. This way the brain has a continual supply of either glucose or ketones to rely on. In Alzheimer's disease, brain cells have difficulty metabolizing glucose, the brain's principal source of energy. Ketones bypass this defect in glucose energy metabolism. If enough ketones are available on a continual basis, they could satisfy almost all of brain's energy needs. However, ketones are only produced when carbohydrate consumption is very low. This normally happens when little or no food is being consumed, such as when fasting. Obviously, fasting is not a practical long-term solution. However, if carbohydrate consumption is very low, a person can get all the calories and nutrients he or she needs from protein and fat. This type of diet is known as a ketogenic diet. The ketogenic diet has been used therapeutically for over 90 years to treat another brain disorder, epilepsy. Years ago, it was discovered that fasting, consuming nothing but water, for several weeks at a time could significantly alleviate, and in many cases, completely cure epilepsy. The reason for this is that during a fast, ketones supply the brain with a more efficient source of energy than glucose, stimulating the healing and growth of brain cells. Researchers reasoned that if they could prolong the effects of fasting for more than a few weeks, say for a year or so, it would allow more time for the healing process and thus increase the cure rate. Of course, you could not place someone on a fast for a year, so they devised a diet that mimicked the metabolic effects of fasting while providing all the nutrients needed to maintain good health. The result was the ketogenic diet. The ketogenic diet proved to be enormously successful even against very severe drug resistance cases of epilepsy. Since the ketogenic diet has proven to be useful in correcting the brain defects associated with epilepsy, researchers began to wonder if it could also treat other brain disorders, such as Alzheimer's. Initial studies with neurodegenerative disorders such as Parkinson's disease, ALS, Huntington's disease, traumatic brain injury, and stroke have shown that the ketogenic diet can provide symptomatic relief to a broad range of brain disorders. Animal models of Alzheimer's have also responded well to ketone therapy. In animal studies, ketones are shown to reduce the amount of Alzheimer's-like plaque that forms in the brain and improve performance on visual spatial memory tasks, increase the ability of learning tasks, and improve performance in short-term memory. With the classic ketogenic diet, carbohydrate intake must be kept very low, around 2% of calories, in order to stimulate the liver to convert fat into ketones. Carbohydrate ordinarily accounts for about 60% of our daily calories. When this is dropped to only 2%, the void must be filled by other energy-producing nutrients, either fat or protein. In the ketogenic diet, fat is used to replace the carbohydrate in order to supply the needed building blocks for ketone production. Although the ketogenic diet shows great promise in treating Alzheimer's and other neurodegenerative diseases, producing palatable meals consisting of 90% fat is a challenge. Fortunately, there are certain fats, namely medium-chain triglycerides, MCTs, that are converted into ketones in the body regardless of blood glucose levels or the amount of carbohydrate in the diet. When MCTs are consumed, a portion will be converted into ketones regardless of what other foods are eaten. Therefore, most any type of diet can be transformed into a ketogenic diet by the addition of an adequate amount of MCTs. The addition of MCTs into the diet can produce very positive effects on the brain, providing a new tool in which to fight Alzheimer's. In clinical studies, MCTs have produced better results in Alzheimer's patients than any other treatment currently known. In one study, for instance, Alzheimer's patients consumed a beverage containing MCTs or a beverage without MCTs. Those who drank the beverage with the MCT scored significantly better on cognitive tests. This study was remarkable for the reason that it produced improvement in cogitative function after a single dose of MCTs. No Alzheimer's drug or treatment has ever come close to achieving results like this. Based on this and similar studies, a new drug consisting of only MCTs has been approved by the FDA for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease. MCT-based drugs aren't really necessary. They are expensive and require a prescription. Any source of MCTs can work just as well. The normal way we get MCTs is in the diet. However, there are few good national dietary sources of MCTs. By far the largest national source is found in coconut oil. Coconut oil is composed predominantly of MCTs, amounting to about 63% of the total. Coconut oil is the source of the MCTs used in Alzheimer's studies and to produce pharmaceuticals. The amount of MCTs in coconut oil is high enough to achieve therapeutic blood levels of ketones. 2 tablespoons of coconut oil can produce enough ketones to have a significant effect on brain function and can be used for the treatment of Alzheimer's. Dr. Newport, MD, proved that coconut oil alone or in combination with MCT oil can effectively stop the progression of Alzheimer's disease and reverse the symptoms. Her husband suffered from the disease for nearly 6 years before he began taking coconut oil. The results were immediate and dramatic. Prior to taking coconut oil, he was starting to enter the severe stages of Alzheimer's. He could no longer take care of himself. He required supervision to complete many day-to-day activities such as replacing a light bulb, vacuuming, doing a load of laundry, washing dishes, and dressing appropriately. He was easily distracted when attempting such tasks, and never got around to completing them. He was no longer able to use a computer keyboard or calculate or perform basic arithmetic. He often wore just one sock or shoe and misplaced the others. He was unable to read because words seemed to move about the page erratically. He had difficulty spelling simple words, such as out and put, and had trouble recalling many common words when speaking. He also had physical difficulties as well, including a moderate hand tremor that interfered with eating and a jaw tremor that was most apparent while speaking. He walked slowly with an abnormal gait which involved pulling each foot up higher than usual with each step. An MRI showed significant loss of brain mass, particularly in the areas involved in memory and cognitive abilities. Drugs such as Aricept, Namenda, and Exelon proved to be of no help. After starting the coconut oil, his scores on Alzheimer's rating scales improved dramatically. Within just a couple of weeks, his score on the mini mental status exam, a standard test for Alzheimer's, went from a low of 12 out of 30 to 18. A very significant improvement, which is unheard of since Alzheimer's is a progressive disease that doesn't get better over time. It always gets worse. His score continued to improve, elevating him from moderately severe up to a mild stage of Alzheimer's. His memory has improved dramatically. He can recall events that happened days or weeks earlier and relays telephone conversations accurately. He is more focused when performing tasks and is able to complete household and gardening chores with minimal to no supervision. He now wears both shoes and socks and keeps the pairs of shoes together. His ability to initiate and continue a conversation has improved and his sense of humor has returned. He has regained his ability to read and the ability to type. His facial tremor is gone with minimal to no hand tremor. He walks with a normal gait and can run for the first time in more than a year. He has improved so significantly that he now volunteers twice a week at the hospital where his wife works, helping in the warehouse and delivering supplies. He is pleased with his job and enjoys the people with whom he works. He continues to improve. With a smile on his face, he exclaims, "I've got my life back." Other Alzheimer's patients who are incorporating coconut oil into their diets are experiencing similar improvements. There is now a safe and effective treatment for Alzheimer's disease, coconut ketones. Dr. Newport coined the term coconut ketones to describe the use of MCTs, and specifically coconut oil, to elevate blood levels of ketones, as opposed to the conversion of body fat into ketones, which results from fasting or severe carbohydrate restriction. Who could have imagined that such a simple dietary intervention could produce such a remarkable effect on brain health? The simple of act of adding coconut oil into the diet can both prevent and treat Alzheimer's disease. For treatment purposes, a total of 5 tablespoons, 74 milliliters, a day taken with meals is recommended. Add a portion of the coconut oil to each of the 3 meals consumed during the day. For prevention, take 2 to 3 tablespoons, 30 to 44 milliliters, daily. Anybody can develop Alzheimer's disease at any time. You need not wait until symptoms surface before you start to do something about it. The old saying, "an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure," is definitely true when it comes to neurodegeneration. You can stop Alzheimer's disease before it has a chance of taking over your life. Adding coconut oil into your daily life can provide that protection. While adding coconut oil into the diet can have a remarkable effect on brain health, coconut ketones alone is not the complete solution. Diet also affects brain health. What you eat can either enhance the effectiveness of ketone therapy or interfere with it. An improper diet can sabotage the beneficial effects produced by coconut ketones. This explains why some Alzheimer's patients who have simply added coconut oil without making any other changes to their diets have experienced only modest improvement. Some foods and food additives promote neurodegeneration. The best diet for the brain isn't necessarily the typical high-carb, low-fat diet recommended by weight loss gurus and fashion magazines. It is a therapeutic diet low in carbohydrate, rich in healthy fats, and nutritionally balanced to enhance brain health.